Mix 94.7 KMCH on a Wednesday, just about 8:10. Guest of the day segment here, brought to you by the pizza place. We got a good looking pizza. Normally, Tony Harmon with us, by the way. Normally, we hold on to the pizza. I'm like, all right, everybody, you can have it after the interview's over. There are already two slices gone out of the September pizza of the month, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Justin. How are you today?
Doing A-okay. Of course, pizza of the month is something that... how long ago did you guys kick this off, Tony?
Well, we took over, purchased Pizza Place November 1st last year, so we're coming up on a year, and we kicked the pizza of the month idea around a little bit the first month, and we started it in December last year.
So it's been going that long now.
It's been going that long now.
And for folks who aren't familiar with the program, kind of explain how it works and how they can be a part of it. Then we'll get into the nitty-gritty of this month coming up.
So each month we come up with a different pizza that's not on our menu. It's usually I'm the one that comes up with the ideas. We get a little bit of input from the rest of the family, and we make these pizzas, and we donate $2 from each of the pizzas. Doesn't matter if it's personal size all the way up to our party. $2 from every pizza of the pizza of the month sold goes to a local nonprofit that we draw out of a bucket.
And do you remember, because I don't, do you remember who last month's, for the month of August, nonprofit was?
I believe it was Camp Courageous.
Okay, that sounds like that. I hosted the show, I just clearly wasn't paying attention. Sure. So yeah, everybody down there at camp, and what was August's pizza of the month? Because you can get that today still, right?
You can get that today still.
Okay, just, so what was August's pizza of the month?
So August was Sweet Dreams Are Made of Cheese. It was a macaroni and cheese with bacon pizza.
It was so good. It was so good. I'm playing dumb, like, oh, what was it? I don't remember. I was telling Tony, I said, every time you bring one of these in, and we have yet to have one that's not top shelf, how did the sales go for August?
They were pretty good.
Good.
You know, mac and cheese is pretty popular for a lot of folks. Anybody from kids all the way up to older adults.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you won't know the final numbers until tomorrow, because you can still have people coming in and getting one today and adding to the till there for Camp Courageous.
That's correct. Made up another batch of homemade mac and cheese for them last night.
Nice. So, okay, somebody listening says, I want to be a part of this. And again, we'll draw for September's charity coming up. We'll tell you about the September pizza, but I don't want to forget about August. Somebody wants to get in on the Sweet Dreams Are Made of Cheese pizza of the month. Tony, how do they do it?
You just call down to Pizza Place or stop in, and we're open at 4 today. Come on in and order one, and we'll donate from that pizza.
And you said all the way from the little ones all the way up to the big ones. You don't have to get like the big 97 slice one for this to count, do you?
Nope, you can get just the personal one, which is a 7-inch, four pieces, and just enough for one meal for most people.
For most, I was going to say, he smiles as we both know better. That's not enough for one person. All right, September in front of us. You're going to see a picture of it online here shortly. The September pizza of the month is
the tailgater. Mm. So when we go to a party and watch football games with our friends, that's kind of what I gravitate to, is a pickle wrap dip.
Yeah.
So we kind of made that and put it on a pizza.
And you've got the beautiful, delicious, these are special pickles, too.
They're a New York deli-style pickle. They're a little bit more garlicky.
Mm-hmm.
We put those with every one of our sandwiches as well, if you come down to the pizza place, and we just chopped them up.
Mm-hmm.
Made a homemade cream cheese sauce with a few additives to it. You know, it's got a little...
Special secrets.
special seasonings. it's got your Canadian bacon on it, and then light on the cheese so that you can taste the other ingredients better.
And the crust, too. This is
thin
not
crust.
A thick crust. This is a thin, crispy crust on this one.
Yep, thin crust. Got to have that crunch.
Got to get a little snap to it. So starting tomorrow, you can call down. You can go down to the pizza place. You can order the tailgater. Now, the next important part, Tony, is when we order the tailgater, $2 of every sale is going to go to some nonprofit here in the listening area. If you would be so kind, you got the bucket there in front of you.
I'm actually going to let you draw.
Oh, I get to do it?
Absolutely.
That's a lot of pressure. Because, man, let's see. I'm going to reach right in here. The September charity is the Hummingbird Project.
Perfect.
So tell me about, what do we know about the Hummingbird Project?
The Hummingbird Project came about from the Wendt family. I believe their mother had cancer. And I think it's their way of giving back to cancer patients.
Oh, cool. So starting tomorrow, you go down to the pizza place. And why wouldn't you? Because you got your first, Friday night before Hawkeye football coming up on Saturday. load up, you know, have family over, get together Friday night, and then take the leftovers tailgating, including the tailgater. What's the number to get a hold of you, Tony?
The number to get a hold of us is 563-922-2328, I believe.
It might be, we don't remember our phone numbers anymore.
I don't ever call myself. I'm usually there. Yes.
Well, and I know you guys got a great Facebook.
2328.
2328 is the last four of that. We'll put them on the website, too. And I know you guys, you got sandwiches. You're doing lunch stuff. Give everybody the hours the rest of the week and weekend so we can make it a point to get in, see you guys, support a local company, and support the Hummingbird Project next month, too.
Yep. So today and tomorrow we'll open at 4 o'clock, and the kitchen will close at 9:30. Friday we open at 2, and we'll be open till 9:30 in the kitchen. Saturday, noon to 9:30. Sunday, 9 to
whenever.
9. Monday, Labor Day, we will be open. We'll be open at 2 o'clock, be open till 8:30 for the kitchen. And then next week we'll go to our off-season hours, which are basically the same for opening, just the kitchen will close a little bit earlier.
So gotcha.
Be open until 8:30 or 9, depending on the day.
So. And then call in. Get, again, the Sweet Dreams Are Made of Cheese tonight. That's the last night for that pizza of the month for Camp Courageous, or tomorrow, the tailgater. And I'm telling you, I'm not just saying because he's sitting in front of me and he's a big guy and I don't want to anger him. This is a good pizza. There's good, crunchy, crispy crust to it. And those pickles, man, I'm telling you. I'm looking forward to
it. They make it.
Not to be gross, but I'm looking forward, I was telling you up the air, I'm looking forward to belching and tasting it throughout the day. That's how good it is. That's how good that pizza is. Go see these guys at the pizza place. And yes, the Hummingbird Project, the recipient of $2 of every sale of the pizza of the month coming up in September. Any final closing thoughts, words of wisdom, thoughts on the Hawkeye season coming up starting Saturday?
Well, I'm not really a Hawkeye fan. Most people know me. I'm a Tennessee fan, so I'm a odd duck out of,
someday,
out of here. But
you got to like good football at some point, right?
Sure, but but no, we do have specials during the Hawkeye games, and we get a pretty good crowd down there, and we have a lot of fun. So
good, yeah, so. Get down there and see them. If any reason, just an excuse to go to Delhi and get a good pizza. And if you're on a boat, that crispy, crunchy crust. It's not going to flop around, so you don't have to worry about losing it over the side of the boat either.
If they like it a little floppy, they can just dip it in the water.
There you go. Tony Harmon, good to see you, sir.
Good
pizza
to see you,
place,
Justin.
Our pizza of the month, the tailgater. You'll see it online here shortly at KMCH.com.